Hello and welcome to the Blue Ridge Bridal Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Davidson, and on the podcast, we get to talk to lots of vendors and directors of venues and bridal shows and brides and grooms and couples. It's all things wedding here. And today, we have the honor of having our guest, Gabby Stevenson, who is an event coordinator for an upcoming bridal show. Gabby, welcome to the podcast today.
Thank you so much, Dan. I appreciate it.
Well, Gabby, you have a great background in event planning, and I know that you're event coordinator for the Bridal Celebration Showcase coming up at Virginia Tech, October 22nd, at the Inn at Virginia Tech. Very exciting. Tell us a little bit more about the show.
Yeah, so we are super excited about it. It's going to be through Starshine Events, and that company started out as a collegiate event company, actually, and they've been around for about 20 years in Blacksburg. We kind of fell into the wedding business, and so we are in the midst of planning our very first bridal show. So again, it's going to be taking place at October 22nd, at the Inn at Virginia Tech, and it's going to last from 12 to 4 p.m. However, if brides or grooms, guests arrive a little bit early, you know, around 11:30, we're also going to have Hoopty Ride, who's one of our sponsors, outside with a limo. And people will be able to have the opportunity to play a game of Cash Limo, which should be really, really fun. It's kind of take on Cash Cab, if you've ever heard of Cash Cab.
Oh, that's fun. Okay.
Yeah. We're really excited about that.
Great.
So we're going to be asking brides kind of some simple wedding trivia, and they'll have the chance to win some cash before the event even starts. So we're really excited about that. We think that's going to be a really fun way to kick off the event. But then basically once they enter the doors, you know, it'll operate very similarly to any wedding show if they have been to a wedding show before. So basically we will have registration open if they haven't gotten their tickets in advance. And so then once they get their tickets, they are welcome to go through the doors to the ballroom, which is where the actual event will be set up.
Okay.
And inside the ballroom will be tons of different wedding vendors. You know, DJs, photographers, venues, flowers, and we actually have some very unique things as well. There's one vendor that I'm super excited about who actually makes wooden flowers. That's Kate's Creative. So we have a lot of different unique things. Yeah, so it's a way for people to kind of ditch the wedding stress and, you know, all the hours spent online doing research, and they can go here, meet a bunch of people that hopefully they'll be able to use for their wedding and or event, you know, engagement parties, things like that. They're welcome to attend as well. And basically just make it easier on them and bring some business to local vendors that we believe in.
That is great. And, you know, you make a good point. So many couples do a lot of research online these days, but there's nothing like getting to talk to people one-on-one and maybe sampling some cake or some food from the caterers or just making that personal connection, right?
Definitely, definitely. I remember when I first got engaged, I went to a bunch of different bridal shows. And, you know, I experienced a handful of different types of bridal shows. You know, I went to one that was held in a convention center where I was a little bit overwhelmed because there were so many vendors. And then another one where it was very intimate. I got to speak with people for, you know, 10 plus minutes. But in all of these, they're all very, very useful, no matter how different they are, because you get to meet someone one-on-one rather than, you know, just filling out a questionnaire online and hitting send and hearing back from them and answering a few other questions later. And then, you know, eventually you talk on the phone or you meet in person. But this way you kind of knock out all of that and meet people on the spot and can kind of decipher, hey, I really vibe with this person, or I don't know if they're necessarily my style, but I'll still have their information and I can potentially refer them to somebody else.
No, that's a great point. You know, a lot of bridal shows are historically just after the first of the year. You know, there are a lot of people who get engaged, you know, at Christmas and New Year's, around Valentine's, but there are a lot of people who get engaged in the summer and in the fall. And, of course, people are planning their wedding, it seems like, well in advance, many times a year plus out. So,
definitely.
I mean, there's a lot of people out there that I'm sure will really appreciate you having this show at this time of year.
Great. Well, thanks. We're really excited, and we actually picked the date on purpose. It is the day after an evening game at Tech. They are playing North Carolina, so we're kind of hoping to grab a couple brides from North Carolina as well as brides throughout Southwest Virginia.
Yes, very good. Now, you've got a great website, bridalcelebrationshowcase.com, and I'm sure that is a great place for brides to go, but because there's some bridal registration available ahead of time, right?
Correct. They can click on the bridal registration tab in the menu, and that's also available for any guests who would wish to attend, you know, so like anyone in the bridal party or a future mother-in-law or something like that. We definitely encourage people not to come alone because, A, it makes it more fun, and, B, then if they maybe lose a business card or something, they have someone to back them up and say, oh, I remember who this person was. Let me help you out.
Right. Well, I want to thank you for joining the new Blue Ridge Bridal Facebook group. And, you know, we're just starting that now, and it's hosted by Artsy Paparazzi. And you had a great post that you just put in the group just a couple of days ago that I wanted to ask you about. It's six things I wish I knew before beginning wedding planning. And I know you have some experience yourself, as you shared, but I thought we'd go over some of this and just ask you a little bit more about these six things. Because like you mentioned, wedding planning can be a little overwhelming. You know, it's the first time you're going through it, and there's so much to do. And you want couples to enjoy the experience and not get too stressed out, right?
Definitely, definitely. Oh, my gosh. Stress is absolutely the worst, especially when you're planning your biggest day.
So if they had six things they wish they knew now, that would hopefully reduce a little stress. So let's talk about those. What are some of the things that would be good for them to know?
Yeah, so my first piece of advice, I follow a lot of different wedding forums that brides are a part of that can leave questions or maybe leave some inspiration for other brides or little tips. And a lot of times they complain about how all of the planning is on their shoulders and their future husband or future bride isn't doing anything to help them. And so I think it's really, really important for brides and grooms to sit down when they first get engaged. Well, first enjoy your engagement for a little bit. I think a lot of articles stress that before diving into wedding planning. But before you dive into, you know, all the details and decisions, definitely sit down with your future spouse and talk about, hey, this is how much I'd like to do in our wedding planning, but I definitely want you to be involved. How much do you think you can handle, or how much do you want to be involved? Because this is the first time when, or, you know, one of the first times when you're making large, large decisions pretty rapidly together. You know, you're deciding on a caterer one month and a photographer the next. And this is something you're going to be doing for the rest of your life. So it's good to establish that. And, you know, hey, if they say, you know what, I kind of like your vision, go ahead and take the reins, but definitely run it by them every time you find some kind of vendor that you're excited about. Don't just leave them out. I cannot stress that enough.
No, and you bring up a good point. This is setting a foundation for working together on things in the future. And, of course, you know, some fiancés may just say, yes, honey, yes, dear. But at least if they're involved in it. But I've had, you know, grooms-to-be that get involved a lot more than you might think, especially if you kind of reach out and ask them their opinion, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it's surprising, you know, a lot of people assume that grooms don't want to be involved, but they do. They just might not want to infringe because, you know, the bride takes it all and they want to keep going with it because they're doing so well, you know. And so they agree with the decisions that they're making, but they might want to be more involved because they have great ideas too and have a wonderful vision as well, I'm sure.
You know, I always love it when a groom-to-be comes with his fiancée to a bridal show. I think it just shows great commitment. I always give the guy a high five and say, wow, you earned extra brownie points today, you know?
Yeah, it's awesome. And we definitely encourage that too. You know, even if a bride is busy that day, hey, grooms, come on down. All it is you are networking and meeting people who you can potentially use for your big day. And also, you know, hey, if you win a prize, that's awesome too. I mean, my first bridal show, I came back home with a bag full of stuff and I said, hey, oh my gosh, look at how much stuff I won and how much all of this is so, so useful when we get started wedding planning. So I definitely encourage grooms to come as well.
Okay, great. So what's number two on things you wish you knew before beginning wedding planning?
So number two is take time to figure out what you want, then be specific. So this one, it's, you know, you kind of got to think about it a little bit. So I did describe it in the article. So essentially, if you go to a wedding vendor and say, hey, we like your stuff, we're open to absolutely everything, that may sound good to you, but vendors want to hear, this is what we like. Can you do something similar? We don't want to give them too many options so that they're overwhelmed. And we also don't want to say, this is exactly what we want. We don't want to use you if you can't do this, you know? So basically, before you reach out to vendors, go ahead and sit down, say, hey, this is my inspiration. This is what I like. I want these colors, but I'm flexible to this color. And take time to decide, I don't want these things, I do want these things. Be specific when you approach the vendor and kind of knock out any of the mud in the process, if that makes sense.
So basically, come to the show with your smartphone ready, with Pinterest and your wedding board opened up ready.
With your ideas and be able to articulate what you want rather than saying, oh, I don't know what I want, you know. Sit down and decide that before shopping for vendors so that you can relay your ideas to them.
Okay, awesome. No, that's a great idea. So you're really coming prepared for the show. No, that's great.
Definitely.
Okay, number three.
All right, number three is take note of absolutely every detail when engaging with vendors. I cannot stress this one enough as well, because you're going to be shopping for, you know, 3 to 10 caterers, 3 to 10 florists. There are so many people involved in the wedding industry out there. It can get really, really overwhelming. But, you know, if you find some that you like, a handful that you like, reach out to them and then take note of who gets back to you first, who took the time to read your concerns on your email or really listen to your concerns when you gave them a call, who gets back to you ASAP, who seems very organized, very prepared. So honestly, take note of absolutely every action of those vendors, and it'll help you narrow down. Then you won't necessarily be stressing about, oh, I really like this person, but I like this person, and I like this person. You can go back and say, well, this person I really got along with very well. They answered all of my questions. They seem very organized. I think they might win the top spot.
You know, you describe it. It really is, in a way, a kind of an interview process, isn't it? And if you were interviewing someone for a job, you'd take good notes. That's a great point.
Definitely, definitely. Honestly, I would say treat it like an interview every single time, because you're going to be shelling out a decent amount of money, whether you have a $2,000 budget or whether you have a $20,000 budget, you're still going to be paying these people for quality service, which I'm sure absolutely all the wedding vendors out there will provide. But you definitely just need to take note of all of their actions and, decide on what is the best fit.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a question to lead into number four. Do you have to invite everyone you've ever known from your wedding, even from middle school?
Well, I think the answer is very clear to most people, but I felt I had to cover it. Obviously not, but unfortunately, when you first get engaged, you get bombarded with questions. People start to show up in your lives again that you haven't necessarily talked to since middle school. And a lot of people unfortunately expect invitations when you don't necessarily, or you didn't necessarily think of them when you first thought of your first draft of your guest list. So, even if someone approaches you, say a good friend from high school that you may have fallen out of touch with, they approach you, they congratulate you about your engagement, then they ask, hey, am I invited? Just be honest and explain, every single plate costs a lot. And while we would absolutely love to invite absolutely everyone who has been in our lives throughout our relationship, we just cannot, especially in our budget. And that's something that I learned. A lot of people don't realize until they plan weddings themselves. I can remember being in college and one of my friends who was a little bit older than me, she got engaged her senior year and I kind of expected an invitation, didn't get an invitation, was a little bit hurt about it. But then once I started planning my own wedding, I realized, oh my goodness, there's no way you can invite everyone in your a cappella group in college throughout the entire 4 years or anything like that. You just have to sit down and decide who you really, really want next to you on this major day of your life.
Right. And I mean, budget is reality. And it'd be much better to start your marriage, out where you're not so much in debt from inviting all those people. Yeah, no, that's a great point. Okay, so number five, let me ask you, in wedding planning, pretty much everything always goes smoothly and there's never any road bumps, right? And so just expect that to just be perfect.
Exactly. Just kidding, no, not at all. And I actually have a funny story about this one. So there's a reason to this piece of advice in this article. So I first started using a wedding planning app when I first got engaged, and it said, hey, make sure you figure out a plan B, when I was a year plus out from my wedding. And I said, oh my gosh, I'll deal with that when it comes. Who even knows what I'll have to deal with? So usually they'll say things like, make sure you have a plan B for weather. Well, we decided to do our ceremony and our reception inside, so I figured, oh, I'm not going to have to deal with anything else. Maybe I'll lose the person doing my makeup, but I'll just be able to ask my one friend who's really good at makeup or something like that. So I did not expect what happened to me to happen to me. I actually was texted by a friend who said, hey, have you seen this post on Facebook by your wedding venue? And I immediately checked it out. It was on a weekend. I had had a great week. And it said that they were in the hole about $1 million. And they had put up a GoFundMe to help their business.
Oh, wow.
So we didn't know what to do. I tried not to freak out initially and tried to just be calm and say, hey, maybe we don't know the whole story. Turns out we didn't know the whole story, but it took the people who were in charge of the venue quite a bit of time to get back to us. And it just gave us a really, really uneasy feeling. So we ended up having to make some very, very hard decisions in terms of wedding planning and kind of start over. Luckily, we had a long engagement, so it was A-okay, thank goodness. But that's just something that I didn't foresee, and how can you foresee something like that, So people just need to go into it thinking it definitely does not end up going perfectly. But once the day arrives, everything will be fine. Just take a deep breath, enjoy it as it comes, and it'll end up being a great memory as long as you are, you know, a little bit flexible.
No, that's great advice, and I will add to that. I think it's always good on the timeline of your wedding day to add some buffer time. Things
yes.
take longer often than you think. People are running
mm-hmm.
late. And like in a photography timeline that I'm usually involved in, I just suggest, yeah, add 15 minutes here, add 15 minutes here. And it just, you know, it's always good to have that, isn't it?
Yes, that's an excellent, excellent piece of advice. I wish I had put that in my little article.
Okay, so we want to be ready for plan B. And, you know, you mentioned weather. I have had brides that did have outdoor weddings, and they had no plan B. And then when it rained, they just fell apart. So it's great to have outdoor weddings, but you do have to plan for possibility of rain, don't you?
Definitely, definitely. That was the biggest thing I was worried about, and I ended up saying, I'm not even going to deal with that. I'm going to have my wedding inside so I don't have to deal with that. But, yeah,
well,
a lot of people want outdoor weddings. And definitely advise for a plan B and plan C.
Okay, so number six of the list that you're sharing with us here, things we wish we knew before beginning wedding planning is, drum roll.
Don't forget to have fun. This is the biggest one. This is something people forget all the time, and I know it sounds so, so, so simple, but just don't let the stress eat you up. Enjoy it. You're planning your wedding. This is something that a lot of people have dreamed about for years and years, you know, started Pinterest boards when they were 16 about it. It's so much fun. So even if it starts to get stressful, just make sure to take a step back and be like, hey, I'm about to marry my best friend. In the end, this issue that I'm dealing with right now isn't going to matter. It's going to be great. So just remember to keep the fun in there. And, you know, I can add to that, don't always talk about your wedding. This is something that a lot of other articles address. Definitely set aside some time with you and your future spouse and say, tonight we're not going to talk wedding because we've been talking about it for the past 3 weeks. We need to just enjoy each other's company because we're getting married.
That's very good. Yeah, I like that because it can be all-consuming, can it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Well, fantastic.
Not
That's great advice, Gabby. I know we're really excited about the upcoming bridal show there at Virginia Tech. Always a great venue at the Inn at Virginia Tech. I mean, there are a lot of students there, and I know they draw us from a large area, you know, the New
mm-hmm.
River Valley, Roanoke Valley. So it's October 22nd, 12 to 4, the Inn at Virginia Tech. And again, the website is bridalcelebrationshowcase.com. That's
Indeed.
Awesome. So thank you for joining us on the podcast, and
well,
we look forward
you.
To seeing you at the show ourselves, and it's going to be a great time.
Thanks so much, Dan. I really, really appreciate this, and I hope that this helps at least a few brides out there. I feel like this is a really good discussion that we had, and it'll hopefully help a lot of people when they first get engaged.
Yes, and we want to encourage people to check out the new Blue Ridge Bridal podcast, and you can subscribe to Apple Podcasts and Google Play, and also Blue Ridge Bridal Facebook group and page. So join the conversation. It's for all brides and couples and vendors and venues, so it's just a free network. And again, Gabby, thank you for posting some things in the group. Just go to the group, Blue Ridge Bridal Facebook group, and ask to join. And we'd love to have your input and ideas. So thanks again, Gabby.
Thank you, Dan.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.